Good evening, everyone. It's good to be here with you all again tonight. I think this is night number 12 of prayer. What an honor it has been to pray with you all these past 12 days. Tonight, I want to talk to you really briefly about trusting God in the area of prayer, trusting that He hears us when we pray. In our verse reads like this. Jesus says in Mark 11:24, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them." And I want to just pull one word out of that verse tonight, which is the word believe. And that word believe is synonymous or similar or same as the word trust. And when I think of the word trust, I automatically think of a human that I would look at the character of their life and say, I trust that person. Or if I think of an object or like a car, I would look at the character of that car company and say, do I trust that company to build a good car so I can get in it and drive safely? Do I trust the character of someone or something that I'm a part of? So tonight I want to start off by reading a few different stories in the Word of God that we can actually look at the character of God, where people prayed to Him in different situations and how He responded to their belief and their trust in Him. The first story, Abraham and Sarah. In the book of Genesis, God promised Abraham he would have descendants even when it seemed impossible. And after waiting years and trusting, God faithfully fulfilled His word with the birth of Isaac. So what does this show us in the context of prayer? It shows us that God answers prayer in His timing. It's His character to answer prayer. The next story is the story of Hannah. In the book of the Bible, in 1 Samuel, Hannah cried out to God in deep anguish for a child. And God answered her prayer with the birth of Samuel, whom she then dedicated back to the Lord. This story shows us that God hears sincere and sometimes brokenhearted prayers. It's His character to answer those types of prayer. Another story, Moses in Israel. In the book of Exodus, the Israelites cried out under oppression, and God remembered His covenant. He raised up Moses and delivered them in power. This shows us that God is faithful to answer His promises. As we pray His promises, His word will not return to Him void. Another Bible story, Joshua. In the book of Joshua, Joshua boldly prayed this prayer during battle, that God would stop the sun. And God miraculously extended the day to give Israel victory. His character is revealed in this story that He responds to bold, faith-filled prayers. It's His character to respond to prayers like that. Another story, the many different stories with David. David continually cried out to God in distress, and God repeatedly delivered him. We see that God is faithful both to deliver us from private battles and public battles, like we see God did in the life of David. That's His character to answer those types of prayers. Another Bible story would be the story of Elijah in the book of 1 Kings. Elijah prayed a simple but faith-filled prayer, and God answered dramatically and revealed Himself to those in that encounter as Himself, as the true God. So this shows us in prayer that God answers prayer to glorify His name. It's one of the reasons that we love to pray, because when we get answered prayer, it glorifies God even more. Another story, Hezekiah. In the book of 2 Kings, when he was told he would die, the Bible says he prayed earnestly, and God extended his life by 15 years. This shows us that when we have a heart of repentance in prayer, and we have a heartfelt desire to see God move, God moves on our behalf. Another story is Jehoshaphat. In 2 Chronicles, facing overwhelming enemies, Jehoshaphat prayed and sought God. And God answered with a supernatural victory without Israel even fighting. This shows us that God fights battles for those who trust him in prayer. Another story, Daniel, deliverance from the lions in the book of Daniel. Daniel remained faithful in prayer despite even danger to his own life. God answered by shutting the mouths of the lion. We see that God answers faithfulness to prayer even when you're under pressure or you're in danger in doing so. And lastly, there is a story in the book of Acts where the church prayed earnestly for Peter, who was imprisoned, and God answered with a miraculous angelic deliverance. And we see the character of God is to answer persevering, united prayer. And that's what we're doing these 21 days of prayer. We are united and we are persevering in prayer. So if these 10 stories that we just read, if they reveal the character of God in prayer, why do we still struggle sometimes to trust him? Just take a moment to think about that. If his character is to answer prayer like we just read in all of those stories, why do we still struggle sometimes to believe that he actually will answer our prayers? Why do we have these cycles where we trust God and then we don't? We trust him in prayer and then we don't. Why is this? And I'd like to propose to you tonight that it's typically almost always because of a heart issue. The Bible says that everything in our life, all the issues of life, the Bible says flow out of our heart. And that includes your prayer life. Did you know that your prayer life flows out of your heart? Your prayer life flows out of your heart. And Ephesians 1 says that our heart actually has eyes. So the eyes of our heart tell us what we truly believe based off what they see. So this isn't a comprehensive list at all, but a couple things that I felt the Lord wanted us to think about, challenge us to look at. Maybe some of these areas are why we don't trust God in the area of prayer. A couple things that just affect our heart, being able to see God correctly as the one who answers prayer. And the first one is obedience. If we don't have a lifestyle of obedience to the word of God, we will never be able to fully trust that he hears our prayers. Isaiah 28:6 says, "Lord, we show our trust in you by obeying you." Another thing that is all over the scripture is unforgiveness. It's in the Lord's Prayer. That if we don't live a life of forgiveness, the eyes of our heart tell us, we don't really trust the Lord. We don't even live a life of forgiveness. Another thing that affects us trusting that God hears our prayers is where we spend our time and our money. We might say that we trust in the Lord in the area of prayer, but the eyes of our heart see where we spend a majority of our time. They see where we spend our money. And if it's not with kingdom things, then our heart tells us that we don't trust God. And the last thing is perseverance. The Bible talks about persevering prayer and knocking and continually seeking. If we have had these cycles where we give up on every prayer that we pray, then that is something that's going to affect us being able to trust that God actually hears our prayers and will respond. And before we go back into a time of worship, I really felt the other morning I woke up and I walked downstairs, rubbed the sleep out of my eyes, and I heard the Lord say that I'm always checking hearts. And I knew that it was for tonight, that the Lord wanted us to challenge us in our time of personal prayer, that yes, we're in this habit of praying together, but don't count this as normal, friends. Don't just walk in here and say, yes, I've got a great habit of prayer, but I want us to search our hearts before we start prayer tonight. I want us to actually think about these four things. Are we living a life of obedience? Do we have unforgiveness in our heart? Where do we spend our time and money? And are we actually willing to persevere to the end in prayer? If we do these four things, the eyes of our hearts, they will say, yes, we believe in God because we have encountered him in these areas. So let's go back into worship, and then we'll have our time of personal prayer.
blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. He's been my fourth man in the fire, time after time, born of his spirit, washed in his blood. And what he did for me on Calvary is more than enough. Oh, I trust in God, my Savior, the one who will never fail. He will never fail.
I sought the Lord, and he heard, and he answered. says for the spirit of heaviness, put on the garment of praise. And that's how we fight our battles. Yeah.
This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles.
What we're doing tonight.
This is how I fight my battles.
Just when you think you're lost.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you.
Hey.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. This is how I fight my battles. 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 This is how we fight our 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 battles. This is how we fight our
thank you. I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, I will sing of the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. In every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest nights, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness of God. Faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. Your goodness is running out. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender now. I give you everything. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. the goodness of God. Oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Stories that have proved your faithfulness, and I've seen miracles my mind can't comprehend. And there is beauty in what I can understand. Jesus, it's you. Jesus, it's you. I believe you're the wonder. God, you're the wonder-working God. All the miracles I've seen, too good to not believe. You're the wonder-working God, and you heal because you love. All the miracles we'll see, you're too good to not believe. Too good to not. My own hands, but just the mention of your name can raise the dead.
I've seen troubled souls delivered. I've seen Hey, he's too good to not believe right now. God has been waiting for this song to be declared by the church to see Jesus get his full reward in every place in your body, your family, wherever it is. There's miracles being released in the room, in the great room, online, in your room. It doesn't matter where you're at. There's miracles being released in the declaration of God's goodness. If you need a miracle in your body right now, I just want you to lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. He's already been healing people as we speak, as we've worshiped. He's been healing people. You don't have to have people laying hands on you, but pastors, get out there and pray for people. Begin to declare perfect health and healing. I feel the righteousness of God in the room. The righteousness that Jesus purchased on the cross, the blood of Jesus is making your body right. I feel like this is born again Sunday. Let's get born again. Let's actually believe what God has declared over us. Let's be the believing church. We're going to sing this and just keep declaring this. And I want you to receive it. Prodigals are coming home. Cancer is being healed. Bone cancer, carcinomas, metastasized cancer. You die now in the name of Jesus. Deliverance in Jesus' name. Those who lost their mind, your mind comes back to you now. Demons leave in Jesus' name.
If I
As we enter into our time of corporate prayer, just a reminder, please continue to walk around. Feel free to sit down if you want to make your way around the sanctuary still. If you want to pray in the Spirit, that's not a problem. If you haven't been here for corporate prayer before, what we do every 2 minutes, I'm going to give you a prayer prompt of what we're praying for. And then after each 2 minutes are up, I'll give you another prompt. And then the last 2 minutes, we will spend in silence before the Lord. So the first prayer that we want to pray tonight is for orphans and those in the foster system, that they would know God as Father. Let's pray for that. Father, next we pray for widows. And Lord, we just ask that you would teach us in this moment what you would want us to pray for this subject, because we're reminded in James 1 that you said that it's pure and unadulterated religion, God, to visit the orphans and the widows. And so we know that it's a very special subject on your heart. So in this moment, we ask that you would teach us, Lord, how to pray for widows that we know and those we don't know. Father, next we pray for those who are single in our church, Father. Those that we know and those that we don't know, Father, we just ask that you would give them an undivided attention towards yourself. We pray in this moment, God, for those who are single in our church, those who are single that we know in our life, Lord, that they would give themselves their undivided attention towards you. Father, next we pray for those in our church, God, whether they're young or old, if they're single, God, and they're believing for a godly spouse. Father, we ask that you would give them the desire of their heart in that desire to have a godly spouse. Father, we pray for that for these next 2 minutes. For our final 2 minutes of tonight, let's be still and know that He's God. Let's listen for His still small voice. Concludes prayer for tonight. If you would like prayer for anything, our prayer team will be down here afterwards. We'd love to see you tomorrow night at 6 p.m.